ezinye zezinto lezo uSathane asithiya ngazo ukuthi singayikhonzi iNkosi.
And that's one of the things which the devil has used to hinder us to serve the Lord or try and hinder us.
Akafuni sihlangane ngoba uyazi ukuthi masihlangene sabazalwane sinamandla vele.
He knows that as Christians, as when we are together and gathered together, that is where our strength lies, and he knows it.
Manje ke usefuna ukuthi simkhonze uNkulunkulu ilona lo ekhoneni lakhe, ekhoneni lakhe, ekhoneni lakhe, engafuni sihlangane kanje ngoba ukuhlangana kanje ila sithola khona amandla. Lisho njalo iculo icilongweni sekhathi somkhuleko, lapho abazalwane behlangana khona, lapho amandla etholakala khona, behlangene abantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And so the devil wants everyone, each and everyone in his little corner to go and pray there. He knows, as the song says, when it's a time of prayer, in other words, when we are together as God's children, he knows that's where the strength lies.
Ngakho ke uma sithola ithuba awathi ngikhumule lento ngoba nami nyaminyana la phakathi makethi ngiyakhuluma ngeza ukuthi cinene manje.
Yeah, it's difficult when you speak and you've got this thing over your mouth.
Manje masathola ithuba lokuthi sihlangane sikwazi ukuyikhonza iNkosi. Kufuneka sikwenze ngamandla tonke ngoba sazi ukuthi isikhathi singakanani.
So if we have an opportunity, if we've got a chance that we can be together to serve the Lord again like this, let us use that opportunity with all our heart. We don't know when we will be stopped again.
Ngoba kungenzeka kuthiwa hayi manini sekukube futhi kuyela emgodini.
And maybe because we'll get the message once again, stop, it's becoming evil, or it's becoming worse again, this COVID, go back into your holes. We don't want to go back to that hole. We want to serve our Lord. We thank God that he's kept us. We thank God for his wonders and his greatness. God is there and is here. God is at work. And if you, I'm heartbroken for you if you don't experience it. If you doubt about it, I don't know what to say. I feel sorry for you.
Thina siyibonela ngosi izinto uNkulunkulu azenzayo.
We see it as clear as daylight that God is at work.
uNkulunkulu ekhazimulisile naso sukwini lwayizolo.
God really magnified himself yesterday, just for the day of yesterday.
Sina abantu esibaqala ngqa ukuba sibabone bengasazi.
There's so many that here were here for the first time. We didn't know them, they didn't know us either.
God has mangele indlela akade besijabule ngayo, bethokoza ngayo ngenxa yosulwa izolo, ngenxa yomsakazo iKhwezi.
And yesterday we experienced how they were blessed, how their hearts were filled with joy when we experienced what God has done through Radio Khwezi.
Obengekho siyamkhalela.
For whom we wasn't there, we cry for him. But it's sometimes you've got to see and experience things for yourself. And so there are things that you've got to experience yourself and that you see and experience God at work.
Izolo khona konke besikwenza bekumele sikwenze ngokusheshsha ngoba lezi vakashi zethu beqhamukile eqhamuka legoli kwenye province ziphukile ibhanoyi ukuthi ngesikhathi esithile ziyasuka ziyahamba iphindele egoli.
So yesterday we had to do things at quite a pace. We had to get things done in time because we had friends that had come down from Gauteng and they needed to get back on the planes back home.
Ibula baba wa MTTA abathi besilekelelile ukuba sakhe le live room le lapha namsakazweni.
It's that organization MTTA that made that live stream for us at Knife Steam area, for us at Radio Kwezi.
Kodwa ngenxa yobumnandi kade bekubona okuthe kuphakathi washintsha lo bevakashilwa wathi hayi usezolukhansela ibhanoyi wayinika isikhathi nje ube ngogcina ukuhamba la.
And I must say that person that had booked the plane, who knew when to fly, while being here, what the person had experienced, what they saw, that person just said, listen here, I'm cancelling my flight, I'm going to stay longer. And that was the person that left last here from here.
Ne mayor, khululeka kwabo, babe abantu bogcina ukuhamba la izolo, simangele nje ngokuningi, nangeenkulumo zabo, is positive. Nezibona umsebenzi owenziwa la admission kwasiza abantu wenzeka futhi nange radio. Sibona nje amandla kaNkulunkulu nobukhosi nobukhulu bukaNkulunkulu.
And so yesterday we had many or some that had to say something. Amongst them was the mayor. It was marvelous to hear what he said, how enthusiastic he was concerning Radio Kwezi. Not only Radio Kwezi, but for what God was doing at this place.
Okunye ubathathe kakhulu ukuzwa ngokomsakazo indlela okusetshenzwa ngayo okusetshenzelwana ngayo azikhiphi iphithi akukhukulwa akukho ukuxabana okuyinto evamsile kwezinye kweminye imihlangano.
And they were marveled, they were so taken in when they heard how well things are organized and done at Radio Kwezi, even that there is no friction amongst the people that work, because you know that in certain radio stations, that's the problem, is the friction amongst the people.
Omunye wafakaza wathi sengina 25 years ngikwibhodi yekwezi makhethwa ngikhethwe ngibe khona angikhumbuli nakanye emhlanganweni wethu kuba khona ingxabano siphume sesixabene njalo nje siphuma simunye sizwene ngephuzu.
And one person who is on the board of Radio Kwezi said, for the last 25 years, they've never experienced friction or disunity after a meeting or so on. But every time when they left with peace and unity.
Usungayibuza umbuzo ke ukuthi into efana nale ingenzeka kanjani ngaphandle kuba yenzwe uNkulunkulu.
Now you can ask yourself the question, is such a thing possible? If God isn't there,
bangavela abantu bahlangana ngingabikho inqushunqushu ukuxabana nanani kungadala uNkulunkulu lokho.
Is it possible that people can get together and be one in unity and do things together if God wasn't there?
Baphawulile laba bantu bathi sibonile ingenxa ye leadership, ingenxa yokuthi abantu bathatha umsebenzi bawuthathe responsible, basebenze responsible. Yikho kudala ukuthi ikwezi libe yilokhu elikhona beqhenya nabo ngokuthi babe nomsakazo ofana nalo ikwezi.
And so the people could see that every person that's working at Radio Kwezi, there's a responsibility they carry. There's something they know which they have got to do, and that's their responsibility, each and every one, to make this thing work.
Mina ke nje sengiyimemela nje ukuthi vele ngiyazi ukuthi baningi abenza umsebenzi kodwa bengizothi nalo obayonotho obengakenzi ngiyakumema ngithosa siqhubekeni siyiqhubeke inqola yevangeli ngomsakazo iKwezi.
And so if you have maybe have ever taken part at Radio Kwezi and you feel you could maybe do something, I just feel I've got to invite you, say to you, come, let's bring what you have that we can preach the gospel through Radio Kwezi.
Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi usekhona uhlelo lesijalimani lezezinye ilimi.
There's that program for the Germans.
Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi kusekhona kancane isiNgisi.
And also there's the English program.
Ngibona ukuthi nalapho singayivula imbobo futhi.
Because there, just concerning those English programs, there's an opportunity that we can expand it.
Ngicabanga ukuthi nasesibhonweni khona imbobo engangena. Woza nje nawe nalokho nakho.
Even with Afrikaans, there is still an open door. So come with what you have. Bring what you've got.
Sizwileke futhi ukuthi iningi kanjani indlela manje zokuhambisa imbiko nanga umsakazo ngenxa ye internet. kushukuthi maku khona internet kulondawo awukwazi ukuthi ungalithola ikwezi kushukuthi lona lo unomsebenzi okumele ukuthi awenze.
So you've heard in many different ways how you can propagate the gospel through radio, through an internet, through other media outlets. So come with what you have and bring that so that you can also be part of it.
Ngakho ke singayibukeli phansi ele channel lengosile yokuhambisa ivangeli siyayibonela ukuthi inamandla namandla ngakanani kufinyeleleka kubantu abaningi ngesikhathi esincanyanyana.
So don't look down on this maybe minute or small part of the gospel, but remember it's a great arm, it's of great strength and importance, and you gain many people by using the media, by using Radio Kwezi to preach the gospel.
Izolo abantu bakhulumile bashilo sisasho futhi namhlanje.
And yesterday people spoke and we also even speak and add on today.
Siyabonga kakhulu kubaba umfundisi.
We really want to say thank you to Reverend Stegan.
Baba umfundisi sibonga ngenye indlela ukuthi ulalela uNkulunkulu wenze lokho uNkulunkulu akushoyo. Namanje sidlithelo zokulalela kwakho baba.
So Reverend Stegan, we want to say thank you. Thank you that you had an ear to hear when God said that you should start this radio station, because through it we now experience what God has done through it.
Ngokulalela kwakho baba awazange ukuthi kanti indaba izohamba ibe nje njengoba isinkulu kangaka nathi sidida.
And so Reverend Stegan, you never thought it possible, dreamt that through your experience and through your obedience that such a great work would have started.
Izolo ngize ngaya kulaba kade bezivakashela.
So yesterday I even went to those that were visiting us.
Ngase ngithi hey ngizwa nginovalo manje ngani.
And then I said to them, you know what, I'm a little bit afraid of you.
Ngoba nina benzeni zovula leli gumbi leni benilakhile.
Because I said I'm just afraid that you people just came because of that donation that you made to the live room.
Kodwa ntheni fika nizovula leli gumbi leli bese kukhona amanye amagumbi futhi amahle kakhulu.
And then I said, well, as you have come and you open this live room, there are many other much maybe better live rooms.
Okunguthi masifika sinqonqoza kusasa nizothi kwezi ngeke sinisize nina ngoba ngathi nina nakho konke.
Because there are maybe other radio stations that maybe are more important to you. And that if we then come to you at some time in the future and we knock on your door and say, please can you help us, that your answer would be, no, sorry, you know, we've got no time for Radio Quiz anymore.
Asinasikhathi nani Radio Quiz ngoba nina ninakho konke.
Because we've got no time for you, Radio Quiz. And that you've got everything now. You've got enough.
Basibethi cha 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 anjalo.
And they said, no, it can't be like that.
Sithanda kabi ukusekela lama radio station okubonakalayo ukuthi ayaqhubeka ayaphambili.
Because we'd like to help encourage those radio stations where we can see there's progress.
Awungase ngithi hawo nangigeza ngiyabonga kakhulu.
And then I said, well, you've overcome me. You've overwhelmed me. When I hear your reply, and I thank you very much for it. Because I thought maybe you guys, your people, you would hold back from us and don't give us or support us anymore.
And then they
said, no, we'll never hold back our arm from helping you, even if you knock.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu.
So we thank the Lord.
Yikho simdumisa ngentokozo sibona imisebenzi yakhe emihle emkhulu emangalisayo ngalendlela.
We praise God with great joy and thankfulness when we see what he is doing and how he's helping us.
Yikho ngibuza ukuthi ukhona yena osangabazayo phakathi kwethu.
And that's why I'm asking you this morning, is there somebody that's still doubting in our midst?
Futhi abangatholi ithuba lokuthi bayobona ekwezi njengoba sibabaza. Mnyango vuliwe, hamba uyobona lezi zinto esishoyo esezenzeke manje.
And as we are praising and thanking the Lord about Radio Kwezi, maybe you haven't been there. Maybe you don't know what's going on there. The doors are wide open. Pay a visit. See what God is doing and how he's helping us. Another point which we'd like to thank God with. Some person might react and say, well, you talk like that. You say things like that because you want to be proud. You want to show off what you have got. But that's not the case. We really, really thank God that he's walked with us all this way.
And
that is, we are so thankful. We appreciate those people, God's children, wherever they are, that they pray for this work. They carry this work in their hearts and with their hands. And we can see that and we experience it.
Ake kongazi la ukuthi uSathane ubefuna ukuyingcwaba le ndawo yakwasiza abantu.
I don't doubt, nobody should ever doubt this one thing, and that is Satan wanted to bury this place.
Akekho mangaba ubonanga ngaleso sikhathi.
If you hadn't seen it and experienced it at that time, then I must say straight to you, you are sick.
Satan wanted one thing.
His goal was one thing, that it would have been spoken about once there was Kwasizabantu mission.
Wapende kusizabantu amnyama buqe. Hayi South Africa kuphela, kodwa kube ngathi emhlabeni wonke.
Sizabantu was painted pitch black, not only here in South Africa, but across the whole world.
And
then one testimony after the other of lies that were spoken about the mission, coming from different directions, these lies, and confirming what an evil place this was. And in the meantime, it were total lies.
Ngithi kwangathi uNkulunkulu ngabasiza labo fakazi bamanga baphenduke ngale kwalokho maye kubo.
And we can only say and pray and say, oh God, be merciful to those people that spread lies like that. May they repent. And if they don't repent, woe unto them.
Kulezo yivungu-vungu ezinjalo ezenzekile ukuthi uNkulunkulu abe yasithathe futhi ayithathe le ndawo ayikhweze ngaphezulu ukuthi ibonakale amandla nomusa kaNkulunkulu kuphela angikubona ngicabange futhi okunye.
And I don't think of anything else but for the grace and the mercy of God that through all these storms that he took this place in his hand, in the palm of his hand, and put it on a high place to escape all of it.
Waye tuba mfundisi, bathi bayalcima, bethi bayalcima, kanti lalivutha khona kakhulu.
Reverend Stegan used to say that, and he says that there and those opportunities where they want to destroy and quench this fire, it is then that this fire burns the more.
Ngakho uNkulunkulu mangabe esigcina ngomusa wakhe ngomhla ka 30 kuyona lenyanga cishe nyesela masotsha nambalwa nje kuyo lenyanga le kuzobe sekuvulwa ngokusemthethweni ifactory le entsha ngomusa kaNkulunkulu.
So by God's grace, at the end of this month, it's about 2 weeks time, on the 30th of April, the new water factory will be officially opened.
Sathandaza siyamncusa uNkulunkulu ukuthi nalapho azibonakalise asigcine kwenzeke konke okuhle ngomusa wakhe.
And so we pray and beseech the Lord that he'd keep us till that day and that through it his name will be glorified.
COVID ikhona noma ikho uNkulunkulu uyoveza indlela ukuthi singenza kanjani ngoba kunqunyelwa abantu ukuthi funa ngababe bangakanani endaweni ethile nasendaweni ethile.
And so COVID or no COVID, we'll see how the Lord will lead and guide us, because we are only allowed to have a certain number of people in a certain area, and so we'll maybe look at different areas. And we saw that yesterday, experienced it, it is possible. Everything was happening at Radio Kwezi. We were sitting here. We saw everything happening. And we really could hear loud and clear everything. And I thought there would be a delay in transmitting from Radio Kwezi to here, but I saw there was no delay at all. We could hear everything as it was taking place, and we thank the Lord for that. So we thank God. We saw him helping us at Radio Kwezi, glorifying himself, and so he leads us into another part, and we expect great things from him. Sorry that I've taken so much time of the service, but there was something really burning on my heart. So we thank God and we praise him for all that he's done. And so we pray to the Lord that he would be with us, even if a choir is not allowed to sing, which is a protocol which is expected us not to do in a service, although they can practice in their different areas. But we pray that that opportunity will open again.
Sinqobile, sinqobile, sinqobile ngegazi lemvana.
Thank you.
Isn't it wonderful that we can praise the Lord as the song said, to God be the glory, great things he has done.
Akusona yini simanga ukuba singambonga uNkulunkulu simdumise njoba sesiculile ukuthi udumo malube kuye kukhulu asenzele khona.
Let your thanks come from your heart. Let it not be merely on your lips.
Ukubonga kwakho makuqhamuke enhlizweni kungabi into nje ephelele indebeni.
It is wonderful to have a heart that is in unison and is one with the Lord in his doing and in his efforts to reach my heart, to reach everyone's heart.
Kuyisimanga ukuba naleyo nhliziyo ehlangene kanye noNkulunkulu ekusebenzeleni ukufinyelela ezinhlizweni zonke.
I was reminded of a word that I read while listening to the introduction.
Kukhoniswe ngiye ngalikhumbula ngike ngalifunda ngesikhathi ngisalalele isingeniso.
It says, obey your leaders and submit to their authority.
Elithi lalelani abaholi benu nithobele ukuphatha kwabo.
They keep watch over you as men who must give an account.
Ngokuba yibona abanibhekile abaniqaphile futhi yibo ekumele baphendule ngani.
Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden.
Nibathobele nibalalele ukuze umsebenzi wabo ube yintokozo kungabi umthwalo.
And maybe all in these weeks and months, much has been said about our leaders. Do you hear what the Word of God tells you and me as a member of the body of Christ, if you wish to be a member of that body of Christ?
Mhlawumbe kuningi okukhulunyiwe masontweni adlule, inyangeni eyidlule ngabaholi bethu, kodwa siyakuzwa yini lokho okushiwoyo uma siyamalungu omzimba kaKristu noma sifisa ukuba yingxenye yakho.
How wonderful that we have God's word to direct us, to keep us on the straight and narrow.
Kuyisimanga esikhulu ukuba sibe nezwi likaNkulunkulu elikhonela ukuba lisiqondise, lisigcine sikuleyo ndlela eqondile.
And wonderful if you have got leaders who watch over you as men who must give an account.
Futhi kuyisimanga uba uma kukhona abaholi ekuyibona abalinda imphefumulo njengalabo abaza kulandiswa ngayo.
There probably are many leaders who are not aware that they are men who will have to give an account.
Kuse baningi abaholi abangaqondi ukuthi ba abaholi abazodinga ukulanda ngokhola kwabo ngolunye usuku.
And they will have to give an account to the one of whom we heard over Easter, the one who bought us with his precious blood.
Bawudinguzilanda phambi kwalowo esizwile ngaye ngesikhathi sephasika, lowo owasithenga ngegazi lakhe.
So I would like to read the word out of Hebrews chapter 12.
Ngithanda ukuba ngifunde encwadini yamaHebheru isahluko eseshumi nambili.
God's word is so rich.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu licebile.
And one hasn't time to go in to every detail. But I would like to share something which touched me deeply.
Siswele isikhathi sokuba singene kukho konke, kodwa nokho ngithanda ukudlulisa noma ngimcobelele ngalokho kuye kwangithinta kakhulu.
Let us pray before we read.
Asithandaz.
Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning what our ears can hear and our eyes can see.
Nkosi, siyakucela ukuba usize ekuseni namhlanje kulokho Nkosi amehlo ethu angakwazi ukubona nezindlebe zethu zikuzwe.
Your grace is unending.
Umusa wakho Nkosi awunamkhawulo.
And we pray that even in this morning's hour of worship that you would Bless your word, bless the words that our hearts can be blessed, changed where we need to change.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi nakuleli hora ekuseni ukuba ubusise izwi lakho. Nkosi uthinte nenhliziyo zethu ziguqule Nkosi lapho zifanele ukuguquka khona.
That you will be a true God, true Master, true Savior to us, and we your humble servants.
Kuba Nkosi ube nguNkulunkulu wethu wangempela, kube wena inkosi yethu, thina Nkosi sibe inceku zakho ezithobekile.
And that the enemy, Satan, who is the deceiver, will find no room amongst us.
Ukuze Nkosi kuthi sithe uSathane ongumkhohlisi angayitholi indawo phakathi kwethu.
We ask this, thanking you for your word.
Siyakucela Nkosi lokhu, sikubonga ngezwi lakho.
Amen.
Amen.
I will read from verse 15.
Futhi sofunda kusukela evesini leshumi nanhlanu.
Romans 12, verse 15. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many.
Incwadi yamaHebheru isahluko seshumi nambili, ivesi leshumi nanhlanu. Niqaphelisise kungabikho silela emseni kaNkulunkulu, funa kumile impande yimbe ebabayo, inixobise kungcoliswe abaningi yiyo.
This word tells us to watch.
Lelizwi lisitshela ukuthi simele ukuba siqaphelisise.
To be on our guard.
Sigade.
That no one misses the grace of God.
Kuba kungabikho osilelayo emseni kaNkulunkulu.
Is it possible to miss the grace of God?
Kungenzeka yini ukuba umuntu asilele emseni kaNkulunkulu?
Yes, we have all received grace, grace upon grace.
Yebo sonke somukelisa umusa, sawuthola umusa uphindiwe.
But how then is it possible to miss the grace of God?
Pho kungenzeka kanjani ukuba singasilele emseni kaNkulunkulu na?
And it says that no bitter root grows up, no root of resentment springs up.
Kutafuna kumile impande yimbe ebabayo qhamukele impande imile.
A poisonous root of bitterness.
Impande yimbe emunce babayo.
That the root of bitterness can produce a vine to harm you.
Ukuba lempande babayo ingakhulisa isithelo esingakulimaza sikubulala.
It says to cause trouble and defile many.
Ithi lempande babayo inixobise kungcoliswe abaningi yiyo.
A root is something which you don't observe.
Impande yinto ongayibheki.
It is hidden.
Ngoba ifihlakele ngaphansi.
But it is like a seed sown.
Kodwa kunjengempande etshaliwe.
Is there a seed that has been sown? Is there a bitterness that is lingering, that is covered, that is not exposed in your life?
Ikhona yini impande ongenzeka ukuthi itshaliwe kodwa imbozekile ayikaveli empilweni yakho na?
It is maybe through something that you've heard.
Mhlawumbe kungento wayizwa.
Maybe through something that you have seen.
Mhlambe into wayibona.
Maybe your friend has whispered it to you.
Mhlambe umngani wakho khona kuhlebezele khona.
Maybe you have read something.
Mhlambe khona okufundile.
And this root starts sprouting.
Eselimpandeke iqale imile.
You heard these days. Jesus says, I am the true vine. You are the branches.
Sizwile ngalezi insuku uJesu ethi mina ngiwumvino wona wona nina ningamagatsha.
And then this root maybe takes root, shoots up. There where Christ the vine is, when we are supposed to be attached, supposed to grow out of the true vine, that now this root springs up and competes with the true vine.
Kodwa kungenzeka ukuba lempande embi kube yona ehlumayo, kube yona ekhulayo. Labe kufanele ukuthi uJesu uyena ongumvino wona wona kodwa kumile lempande le ifuna ukuncintisana naye.
And this has such an effect on you. Maybe you are ashamed of it. Maybe you try to cover it up. But sure enough, this thing will grow. It will spring up. And how will you hinder it? How will you stop it? This bitterness, this poison that will suddenly grow up in you.
Mhlawumbe into ekhona ozithola ungakhululekile nangayo kodwa ifihlayo. Kodwa uma ngabe le mpande isimila isikhula uyayithulisa kanjani? Sekuqhamuka yona le mpande ebabayo.
But where Jesus is, he says there's nothing hidden that will not be brought to light.
Kodwa uJesu uyasho ukuthi akukho okufihlakele ongeke uze kuvele ekukhanyeni.
Friend, hurry, run to the one who is able to rid you of that bitterness.
Hlobo phuthuma gijima kulowo onamandla okwazi ukukhulula kulobo bubi.
Lest the root of bitterness produce a vine.
Funa lempande yobubi, lempande ebabayo, kube yona ekhulayo eba umvini.
And becomes obvious to all.
Igcine seyibonakala kubo bonke.
This is bred and brooded over through bitterness, through a hidden root of poison.
Kuvele kube sobala ukuthi lokhu kwakheke kuqhamuka kule mpande ebabayo ewupoison.
In Psalm 139, David writes amazing, amazing words.
Incwadi yamahubo 139, uDavide uyaloba lapho, uloba amazwi ayisimanga.
The end of verse 2. You perceive my thoughts from afar.
Ekugcineni kwevesi lesibili uthi uqonda umcabango wami ukude.
Are you aware of that? God perceives your thoughts from afar.
Uyakwazi yini lokho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uqonda umcabango wakho ekude.
Verse 4. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
Vesilesine ngokuba alikho izwi olimini lwami Jehova ongalaziyo ngokupheleleyo.
Are you careful what you say?
Ngabe uyaqaphela yini kokukhulumayo?
Do you know that that word can plant seeds to the person you are speaking? And you will have no control of what grows out of those words in that life and in other people's lives.
Uyaqonda yini ukuthi lelozo olukhuluma komunye umuntu lingatshala impande ebabayo ongeke ukwazi ukuthi uyibambe lapho isikhula nokuthi yokhula indlelani kulowo muntu.
Verse 20. They speak of you with evil intent.
Verse lamashumi amabili bakhuluma ngamacebo ngawe. Baliphatha ngeze igama lakho.
Your adversaries misuse your name.
Izitha zakho ziliphatha ngeze igama lakho.
Maybe you say, I don't misuse the Lord's name.
Mhlawumbe ungasho ukuthi hayi angiliphathi ngeze igama lika Jehova.
In the New Testament it says, let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from all iniquity.
Testament enelisha kuthiwa yilo nalo ophatha igama lika Jehova makadede kukho konke okubi.
If you sing of him,
mawucula ngaye,
this applies to you.
Lokhu kuqondiswe kuwe nawe.
Have you ever gone to someone and said, help me, I want to depart from this sin?
Suko hayini komunye wakhuluma naye uthi ngisize ngilekelele ngifisa ukuhlukana nalesono.
God has given us leaders that watch over us as men who must give an account.
uNkulunkulu siphile abaholi abasilindayo belinda imphefumulo yethu njengabaza kulandiswa ngayo.
Don't go to a counselor who doesn't realize I am watching over this person as one who must give an account.
Ungayi kumvumisi ongaqondi ukuthi ngibheke lo muntu nje njengomuntu ozodinga ukuthi alande ngaye.
Your advice,
isiluleko sakho,
can have many results and many implications to that person whom you are advising.
Isiluleko sakho omnika sona leyo muntu singaba nemphumela emningi empilweni yakhe lowo muntu.
And you who receive advice, take it up in a spiritual way. Eat it as spiritual food. Don't take it as flesh. Don't speak and don't come to conclusions in a fleshly way. You are spoiling the work of the Lord for your own life and for those who hear you.
Nawe futhi othatha isiluleko ungasithathi ngokwenyama uzicabangele wena uzibekele yakho imbono kodwa sithathe usidle njengokudla kokomoya.
Maybe your counselor says, maybe you can pray about it. Maybe the Lord says to you, you can speak to that person.
Mhlawumbe lowo okusizayo ngokomoya uthi hayi mhlawumbe awuthandaze ngaleyo ndaba uNkulunkulu akuhole mhlawumbe kudinga ukukhulume nalowo muntu.
And then you go and you say, my counselor said I must say this to you.
Sukeke wena usuqonda kulowo muntu uthi mlungisisi wami uthe kumele ngikhulume nawe.
Don't spoil all the goodness and the spiritual blessing that God has intended for you by you skewing it, by you misusing it.
Ungonakalisi leso sibusiso uNkulunkulu abekubekele sona ngokuthi wena usiphendulele futhi usisebenzise ngendlela engafanele.
And you bring shame on the leader who is trying to help you.
Bese ngaleyo ndlela uletha amahloni noma uthela ihlazo kulowo mholi obezama ukuthi akusize.
Be wise. It is a time in, these are times in which we need to be wise. Have wise words.
Hlakanipha lezi zikhathi la kumele ukuba sihlakaniphe khona sibe namazwi futhi okuhlakanipha.
That God's verdict over your words are not that you speak with evil intent.
Kuba uNkulunkulu angathi emva ukuthi usukhuluma amazwi akho ahlisa isahlulelo sokuthi wena uliphatha ngeze nangenhloso embi igama lakhe.
I was moved by the story of the spies who went to spy out Canaan, which we find in Numbers 14.
Kiyenganyakaziswa ngendaba yeinhloli ezahamba ziyohlola izwe laseKenan leyo ndaba esiyithola kuNumeri isahluko seshumi nane 14.
In verse 36, so the men Moses had sent to explore the land, who returned and made the whole community grumble against him by spreading a bad report about it.
Verse in Lamashuma Matatu Nestupa, Nalauma Totatu Nyangumosu Solizwe, Abuya Kononisa Yonkin Tangano.
These men responsible for spreading the bad report about the land were struck down and died of a plague before the Lord.
Now
remember, these were people who had been saved out of Egypt.
Kumbula laba bekwabantu ababesindisiwe bekhishwe ezweni laseGibhithe.
These were people who were slaves of the Egyptian masters.
Laba ngabantu bekade besebugqileni begqilazwa abaseGibhithe.
And they had cried to the Lord for hundreds of years.
Bekhalile kuJehova amakhulu eminyaka.
Oh, children, maybe you haven't heard the prayers of your parents. Maybe you haven't heard the prayers of your mothers that they prayed before you were born. Interceding that this unborn babe,
Benguso mama, bekhalelingane zabo, isho singekazalo,
would have God's blessing on it.
Bekhala ukuthi lengane yami kwangathi ngaba nesibusiso sikaNkulunkulu.
Oh, may I ask, mother, aren't you praying that your children will be fit for the kingdom?
Noma ke ngibuze uthi wena mama, awukhuleki yini ukuthi iy'ngane zakho kwangathi ungaba yingane eziyoba iy'ngane zombuso wezulu.
Are you just happy to bear children to fill this earth and to fill this world?
Noma ujabulela nje ukuthi ube ney'ngane zande kugcwala umhlaba.
Haven't you been taught?
Awufundisiwe yini?
Don't you know your responsibility of a mother, of a caring mother?
Awuyazi yini indima kamama? Umama onakekelayo na.
Don't you labor as a Hannah did, said, Lord, if only you will give me a child, this child will be yours. I dedicate him to you even before I know of him.
Awukhalini leso sikhalo sokuthi hawu Nkosi, uma ungangipha ingane lengane kuyingane engiyinikela kuwe ngisho ngingekayitholi nokuyithola.
And you children, how evil can you be? How bitter, what a poison you can be to your parents.
Nani bantwana kugenzeka nibe upoison, nibe abantu ababi ngisho naseyinganeni zenu.
That while you are alive, you are such a poison and an ache that they must bury you in their spirits to be able to retain the relationship with Christ.
Ube inkinga kubazali bakho umthwalo ngakuthi ngisusaphila kubiza ukuthi bakungcwabe enhlizweni zabo ukuze bakwazi ukubuyisa ubudlelwane babo noNkulunkulu.
But the tears of your parents are maybe just like dry biltong. They mean nothing, salted, dried out.
Kodwa nokho kuwena lezo inyembezi zabazali bakho azithi shu kuwena kuyayifanela nje.
And may I also dare say the tears of the leaders that they have cried for you as a child, you don't know about. You haven't got the foggiest idea of what is happening. You are just concerned about your own self.
Angisho futhi uthi nenyembezi abayikhalaya abaholi beyikhala ngenxa yakho awazi ngakho awuqondi futhi okwakho nje ubheke okuqondene nawe.
Till they come to a point and say, God, I've spoken enough, I've prayed enough, I've fasted enough, I can only give them into your hands and your care. Wherever they roam the mountains and the streets of this world,
asebefinyelele lapho sebethi sesithandaze ngokwanele sesisezazila ngokwanele sesikhulume ngokwanele Nkosi sibanikele ezandleni zakho noma ikuphi inkalo nentaba abahamba kuzo kulomhlaba.
But here God heard the cry of these slaves in Egypt.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu lana weza ukukhala kwalezi igqila zikhala zisegibhithe.
And he who is almighty chose a Moses who many people maybe wouldn't have chosen.
And
this was a man who could converse with God, a man who could intercede on behalf of this stiff-necked nation.
Lena bekwindo tibikwazi ukukhuluma noNkulunkulu inxusela lesizwe lesi ebesintambo likhulu.
Here we read, Moses had sent to explore the land.
Siyafunda lana ukuthi lamadoda athunywa nguMose ukuhlola izwe.
But it was actually God who had instructed Moses and said, Moses, choose amongst the 12 tribes leaders that you can send to the land of promise.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wayethume uMose ethi thuma kulaba bantu khetha abaholi abangahamba bayohlola izwe lesithembiso.
God had the best land prepared for them.
uNkulunkulu bebalungisele izwe elihle.
Have you heard over Easter what land Jesus has prepared for you?
Uzwile yini ngePhasika esiphuma kulona ukuthi izwe linjani uJesu asilungisele lona na?
What Eden, he had Garden of Eden he has prepared for you.
Ukuthi leyo nsimi yase Eden kuyinsimi enjani ebesilungisele yona na?
A land of forgiveness.
Izwe lentethelelo.
Where your sins can be forgiven.
Lapho izono zakho zingathethelelwa khona.
Where you can forgive freely.
Lapho nawe ungakwazi ukuthi uthethelele ngokungakhokhi nani.
Where you can love.
Ungakwazi nawe ukuthi uthande.
And experience love.
Uyizwele futhi uthando.
Where you can have joy. Share your joy with others. All the good things that God gives you, you can enjoy with others.
Zonke izinto ezinhle uNkulunkulu akupha zona ukwazi na ukuthi udlulisele nakwabanye.
The joy of having sins forgiven.
Leyo ntokozo ukuba izono zakho zithethelelwe.
The joy of proclaiming the gospel.
Intokozo yokuthi ukwazi ukushumayela ivangeli.
The joy of behold, where you can pray, God, stay with us.
Intokozo leyo ukwazi ukuthi ungakwazi ubheke ube semkhulekweni lapho uthi Nkosi hlala nathi.
And where you walk and God is with you, he answers your prayers.
Lapho uhamba uze uthi uNkulunkulu ukanye nawe futhi uyayiphendula imkhuleko yakho.
There where he corrects you.
Lapho ekwazi ukuthi akubuyise.
And you can admit and say, God, I am the sinner. I have failed you.
Uvume uthi Nkosi ngiyisoni ngihlulekile.
And when you can run to that supreme sacrifice that has been brought and cast yourself on that altar and ask for cleansing and ask for sanctification to walk pure and holy before our Savior and Redeemer.
Lapho kwazi kuya kulo mhlatshelo owenziwa ukwazi ukuyozilahla khona ukwazi ukuhamba ngokukhululeka ngenxa yomsindisi wethu nomhlengi wethu.
The best life, a purposeful life, a blessed life here on earth.
Lapho ungathola impilo ebusisekile, impilo ephelele ekuyona nomgomo kuloku kuphila.
Where God blesses you and your descendants.
Lapho uNkulunkulu ebusisa wena, azabusise nenzalo yakho.
And you are unmarried, he blesses you and all the children that you have won to Christ through the gospel.
Wena ungaganiwe, abusise wena, azabusise nezingane zakho oyizuzile ngevangeli.
And God had chosen them through Moses
ngoMose
to go and spy out the land.
Ukuba bahambe bohlolizwe.
But that they saw the land.
Balibona izwe.
They saw the reality of it.
Babona okwenzeka kulona.
But then their spirits differed in the report that they brought back.
Kodwa ngoba khona ukuhlukana emphefumulweni yabo kule mbiko le abayibuyisa sebeyiletha.
Joshua and Caleb said, let us go, God is with us.
Asukuma uJoshua noCaleb bethe sambeni ngoba uNkulunkulu nathi.
The ten said, God is not with us.
Kodwa bayishume bathi uNkulunkulu akanathi.
Although they had seen the miraculous signs in Egypt and in the desert, and they had tested the Lord 10 times.
Bebebonile imanga ehlane naseGibhite baze bamhlola uNkulunkulu bemvivinya isikhathi eziyishumi.
And they brought a report that made the whole community grumble against him.
Kodwa basebeletha umbiko owadala ukuthi isizwe sonke simelane naye.
They had this bitter root that sprung up in their reporting.
Babena lempande ebabayo lempande yayisivela iqhamuka embikweni wabo.
Because they had rejected the land that the Lord was bringing them to enjoy.
Ngoba benqaba lelozwe lelo uNkulunkulu ayibanikeza lona ukuba bayohlala kulo bathokoze kulo.
And even when the Lord said, I have forgiven them, when Moses pleaded on their behalf, because the Lord said, Moses, I will annihilate, I will destroy this nation. We remember how in Noah's time, the Lord spared Noah and his family, but the rest he destroyed.
Ubunkulunkulu wathi Mose ngiyakubachitha bonke ngiqede inyanga laba bantu njoba kwenza ngesikhathi sika Noah lapho uNkulunkulu achitha abantu bonke ezweni.
But Moses interceded.
Kodwa Mose wabanxusela.
Some people can pray and God listens to their prayer.
Khona abantu abakhulekayo uNkulunkulu ezwe imkhuleko yabo.
And the Lord says, the Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love, and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet, he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation.
Unkulunkulu washo ukuthi uNkulunkulu nomusa uyephuza ukuthukuthela kodwa uyabhambela ububi boyise kubantwana.
And said, I have forgiven them, nevertheless, as surely as I live and surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth, not one of the men who saw my glory and the miraculous signs I performed in Egypt and in the desert, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it.
UJehova wathi, yebo, ngiyathethelela njengezwi lakho. Kepha impela kuphila kwami nenkazimulo kaJehova yakugcwalisa wonke umhlaba. Lokhu bonke labo bantu abona inkazimulo yami nezibonakaliso zami engazenze eGibhithe nasehlane. Belingile kayishumi abalalela izwi lami.
What report is your life sending out?
Ngabe impilo yakho iletha mbiko muni na?
At school?
Esikoleni?
With your friends,
kubangani bakho,
with your secret friends,
nabangani bakho labo abasekusithekile.
You who have seen the miracles, you have experienced God's mighty working.
Wenobonile ukusebenza kukaNkulunkulu.
It is terrible to spread a bad report.
Kubi kubuhlungu ukuhambisa umbiko omubi.
And sometimes just because of your own comfort.
Kwesikhathi ukwenza lokho ngenxa nje yokuhlala kahle kwakho.
Because of your own self.
Ngenxa yobumina kuwe.
You have got some writing by Elizabeth Elliot, whose husband was murdered by a heathen tribe when they landed in the Amazon jungle with a plane on the sand of the river. And the first missionaries were all murdered.
Lana kukhona ukubhalwe uElizabeth Elliot, umyeni wakhe wabulawa befika ngendiza mabethi caba ba kuleyo ndawo yabahedeni la kwabulawa khona bonke ababefike bezoba abafundisi sithunywa.
But she had no bitterness in her.
Kodwa yena wengenako ukubaba noma ubumuncu ngaphakathi kwakhe.
She let the words of Christ, if I look at her life, ring in her mind and heart, and that seed was planted. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do.
Mangbuga uphila kwakhe wavumela amazwi kaKristu uba kube yihona salayo aphilayo empilweni yakhe lawo mazwi kwatshaleka lokho kuye lawo mazwi athi baba bathethelele ngokuba bakwazi abakwenzayo.
She later went herself to that jungle and was a missionary there. I don't remember, I think for the greater part or a good part of her life. And she says, human life is full of trouble, which doesn't come from the dust, said Job's friend Eliphaz, nor does it sprout from the ground. Man is born to trouble. And she says, compare your list of troubles with one famous man's. He had a difficult childhood. Less than 1 year of formal schooling. Failed in business at age
22.
Defeated for legislature at 23. Failed again in business at
24.
Elected to the legislature at 24. His fiancée died when he was
26.
At 33, married a woman who became a burden, not a help. Only one of four sons lived past the age
18.
Defeated for Congress at 34. Elected to Congress at
37.
Defeated for Congress at
39.
Defeated for Senate at
46.
Defeated for Vice President at 47. Defeated for Senate at 49. Finally elected president. He was Abraham Lincoln, of course. When I look at his list of setbacks, I wonder if I've ever had a problem. And Adler said, it is a categorical demand of the neuronautic's lifespan that he should fail through the guilt of others and thus be free of responsibility. How often don't we blame others? We don't take responsibility for our failures. Is there always an excuse, a complaint, an inner whine?
Ngabe njalo kumele kube khona ukuzithethelela noma ukukhonona noma ukuzibuza ukuthi ngani.
May ours be the spirit of a 17-year-old Lady Jane Grey.
Kungathi singaba nomoya ofana nalowo leyo ntombazanyana eyayiseneminyaka engu-17, uLady Jane.
Who prayed this prayer in her prison cell before she was beheaded in 1554.
Owathi ngonyaka ka-1554, ngaphambi kokuthi anqunywe ikhanda, wakhuleka lomkhuleko esejele.
O merciful God, be thou unto me a strong tower of defense.
Ethawu uNkulunkulu nomusa, yiba kimina njengomboshongo wesivikelo.
Give me grace to await thy leisure.
Uthi Nkosi ngiphe umusa ukuba ngiphakamise kwakho.
And patiently to be what thou doest unto me.
Uthi Nkosi ungiphe ukuba ngikwazi ukubekezelela lokhu wena okwenza kimina.
Nothing doubting or mistrusting.
Ukuthi kungabikho Nkosi ukungabaza nokungakwethembi.
Thy goodness towards me. For thou knowest what is good for me better than I do.
Ethi loko kulunga kwakho Nkosi kimi, ngoba wena uyakwazi ukungilungele, ukwazi kangcono futhi kunami.
Therefore, do with me in all things what thou wilt.
Uthi ngakho yenza kimina Nkosi ngandlela zonke lokho kuthandwa nguwe.
Only arm me, I beseech thee, with thine armor, that I may stand fast.
Uthi Nkosi ngigqokise ngihlomise ngalezo zikhali zakho ukuba ngikwazi ukuma.
Above all things, taking to me the shield of faith, praying always that I may refer myself wholly to thy will.
Uthi kukho konke Nkosi ngithathe isihlangu sokukholwa, ngikhuleke ngazikhathi zonke ukuba ngibe sebungcweleni bakho.
Abiding thy pleasure and comforting myself in those troubles which I shall please thee to send me, seeing such troubles are profitable for me, and I am assuredly persuaded that all thou doest cannot but be well, and unto thee be all honor and glory.
Hlale Nkosi ngesikhathi zonke entokozweni yakho, ngiqonde ukuthi konke okwenzayo ukwenzela okuhle kimina, ngesikhathi zonke ngibe kuwe kuze kube inkazimulo egameni lakho.
That was the wish and prayer of a 17-year-old girl.
Lokho kwakuwumkhuleko nesifiso sentombazanyane neminyaka eyishumi nesikhombisa.
So to say, the last prayer before she was beheaded.
Umkhuleko wakhe awuthandazi, umkhuleko wokugcina phambi kokuthi anqunyele ukufa.
Let no root of bitterness produce vines to harm you.
Kungabikho impande babayo engalethi isivini, qhuma isivini esiyokukulimaza.
Why do we take our eyes off the wonder of Christ and him coming to this world?
Ngani ukubasusa amehlo ethu kuKristu nasekuzeni kwakhe kulomhlaba na?
What blinds us to this glory, to this majestic walk with God?
Ikupho kusiphuphuthekisayo okusivala amehlo ukuba singabondi lenkazimulo naloku kuhamba okukhulu kangaka kanye noNkulunkulu.
What causes us to spread a bad report?
Ikupho kusidala ukuthi sisabalalise umbiko omubi na?
and giving a bad report about God's good intention.
Nokunikeza umbiko omubi ngenhloso enhle kaNkulunkulu.
We so easily, why do we so easily forget what God says? Why do we min'ach obedience to God?
Ngani ukuba kalula sikhohlwe yilokho uNkulunkulu asitshela khona, lokho uNkulunkulu akushoyo, singabi naki ukumlalela nokumthobela uNkulunkulu na.
And here we have the answer. We heard it this morning. When we come together, when we have a concern for our well-being and the well-being of my fellow Christian, where God has placed me.
Pendulo sinayo sizwile kuseni uthi lapho sihlangana sindawonye sinokuzwelana sicabangelana omunye nomunye.
Where you allow Christ and his death, the cross of Christ, of whom Paul said, "Ich rühme mich im Kreuze Jesu allein." Paul says, "I I glory in the cross of Christ."
Lapho Kristu, lapho uPaul ethi, mina ngiyakhazimuliswa esiphambanweni sika Kristu.
And that is very often the secret that we have heard it over and over again. Don't allow things to be buried in your heart, in the secret place, in the place in the ground where it's buried. Get it out. Let that bitter root come out. Don't wait for it to sprout, to spring up, to poison you and harm many around you.
Fihlakale kulokho esikuzwa njalo ukuthi ungayivumeli leyo nto ihlale ifihlekile ingaphansi emhlabathini iziqhumele yona kodwa ikhiphe ungayivumeli ukuba ikungcwabe.
And you, if you ever have been inclined to give a bad report, keep your mouth shut. Hurry to the one who can cleanse your thoughts and the intents of your heart.
Ubuyizwele ukuthi holeleke ekutheni udlulise umbiko omubi. Vala umlomo wakho, balekela kulowo owazisa izinto zenhliziyo yakho.
And if you have spoken words, the only way is to reconcile, to put right. Go to those whom you have spoken and given a bad report, where you have voiced your complaints, where you have voiced your dissatisfaction, and dig that root out and say, "Friend, this seed that I planted in you is poison. It'll poison you, and it has poisoned me. Therefore, I come to you. Let us pray that God will dig it out. I don't want to set God as my adversary. I don't want to have God uttering words over my life that are sore and painful and which I will have to endure the consequences of."
Mangabusukwenzile wakhuluma buyisana yana nakulabo okhuluma kubona uthi imhlobo nansi impande babayi sengitshalile kuwe kuthandaza ukuba ingazitshaleke nakuye lowo okhulume naye.
May God be merciful.
Nkulunkulu abe nomusa kithi.
In closing, must I tell you who are the main people that is used by the devil to start a root of bitterness? It's not the open enemies of the church and the world.
It
is the lukewarm Christians. It is the Christians that believe that you cannot really have victory over sin. It is the Christians that believe you can tolerate a certain amount of sin and defilement because nobody is perfect. The Christians for whom the internet has taken the place of God's word. And it's made them lukewarm. To me, it is profound that only in Revelation, at the end of the Bible, God draws a final conclusion. And he speaks out about the lukewarm. And he says, because you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. Yes, there was the Egyptians through the years. They were not lukewarm followers of Christ. Yes, there were the Philistines. But do you know who was the biggest enemy of God's people? It was the Korahs, Datum, and Abiram's. It is the Miriams who compromised. Who said, you cannot be so radical. That's cult-like. You can't believe that everything, 100%, not 99%, 100% must belong to God. Whether it's your finance, or whether it's the person you get married to, or whether it's the job you finally do, everything must be 100% in God's hands.
You
know who's the classic example to me? In the book of Nehemiah, we read, when Nehemiah came to rebuild Jerusalem, to rebuild the walls to its former glory, and that's what happens in revival. In revival, God builds the Jerusalem to its former glory. He builds the church to what it's supposed to be. To what the first church was like. Do you know who were their biggest enemies, who was a thorn in their flesh, as far as I'm seeing it? It was the Israelites that were left behind when the bulk of the nation were taken into captivity. That was the custom in those days. If you conquer a nation, you take all the royal family, all the generals in the army, all the people that are significant, you take them into captivity into your country. And And the people you leave behind are small, insignificant little farmers. And those group of people that was left behind, their desire to be on fire, to get Jerusalem to its final glory, was broken. They feared the world. They feared the anger of the king of Assyria. And so they just had their little farms where they did their little things. And so when Nehemiah came and said, "People, let's go full out for God. Let's get the temple to its former glory." They said, no, Nehemiah, hang on, you're going to make the king very cross. The king in charge in the capital. They've broken us. Dear Christian, has the devil broken you? He's broken you to a life of compromise. To a life where you're afraid to stand out for the gospel fearlessly. Get rid of all the filth on the internet and all the stories that consumes 90% of the time you spend on this earth. Watch out for the lukewarm Christians. Because they'll appeal to you, to yourself, and what you can gain, and to your selfishness. And they will come and plant a root of bitterness in your life. And I say, cursed is the person that carries a lukewarm spirit into the Church of Christ. And only God can take that curse away if you would one day repent of that and ask God for forgiveness and confess your sin. Otherwise, you're a curse to the church and you curse to the children of God. The lukewarm children, where you can look at them in their clothes and you say sometimes, well, they're not even lukewarm anymore, they've gone ice cold. But some of them still claim to identify with the gospel and the Bible and be Christians.
What?
Are you going to allow a lukewarm Christian to tell you what to do and how to serve the Lord? If you allow that, then you're useless in the kingdom of God. And you'll become a broken Christian like those Israelites were that were left behind, who said, Nehemiah, please don't start building, you're just going to cause problems for us. Thank God that Nehemiah didn't pay attention to them. Even though they tried to start a root of bitterness. And then Nehemiah and Ezra went to great extremes. I don't say it's something we must do nowadays. But they grab the women by their head and pluck out their hair to make them come to their senses. And I thought by myself when I first read it, shoo, is that not a bit radical? But Nehemiah and Israel realized this is the only way to get rid of the spirit of the lukewarm in the midst of the nation. People who had become lukewarm, compromising with the world. Are you still friends with a lukewarm Christian? Are you still maintaining contact? Are you still sending text messages and chatting to a lukewarm Christian? And you allow him every now and then to throw in a little remark here and a little remark there. And you don't realize that all those little remarks are busy making you not ice cold, but lukewarm. What a curse has that not been in the Church of Christ these days? With cell phones, maintaining contact with Christians that are lukewarm, that God has spat out of his mouth already. Let's pray. Lord, your word is sharp, sharper than a two-edged sword. It doesn't allow any mixture of light and darkness in our hearts. It comes and it splits the darkness away from the light. And it identifies the darkness that we must deal with and by confessing it and getting rid of it.
Oh,
may that godly two-edged sword work in the soul of every person listening here today. And even if the devil have made progress, starting with his lukewarm influence, that your Holy Spirit will come in and change things around. Convict everyone that must break with darkness, so that we can be instruments in your hands to build Jerusalem to its former glory. that we'll be a church like that first congregation we read about in Acts, where you will reign supreme. We ask this to the glory and honor of your name. And in the name of our dear, blessed Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.